Presley with Martin Besser.
It's a Friday. So when you're tired on a Friday or a Thursday in a short working week, you almost feel bad. Mm-hmm. Think to yourself, I just had 4 days off. Just had a long Easter weekend. How am I even this tired?
I don't feel bad at all.
No.
No guilt here. No.
It is what it is.
Yeah, bring the weekend.
And then you read articles that kind of make you feel a little vindicated. Honestly, like this one.
Bring it on.
Decision fatigue.
Oh.
Can you relate? Drains you of your energy to make thoughtful choices. So they say that a lot of people suffer from decision fatigue, which means that you find it really hard to make simple decisions. And you don't find it hard, it's tiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's exhausting making small choices.
Mm.
I think I've mentioned this before. I called it way before this article. When you get asked everywhere, do you have this card? Do you have that card?
Yeah.
I'm like, no!
Would you like to subscribe to this card as well?
Mm-hmm. And you really could save money. I get it.
Mm.
And a lot of the time, you just don't know. Do you have a... Sir? I'm like, I don't know.
I've got this face. I have nothing. Just bring the card machine.
Yes.
Yes, I've got that face.
Yeah.
No, just bring the card machine. I mean, sorry, just bring the card machine. I'm good. Thank you very much. But yeah, so I select them. So I've now given into this one store and massive savings, people.
Really?
Yes.
You'll tell me.
Yes, yes, yes. But now I can't do it all the time. It's just too confusing and it's tiring.
But just for one store. Just for one store. Because there's a store, there's one for each store almost now.
No, there's more than one for some petrol stations.
That's also
a lot of questions, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I just quickly fill up my car. Yeah, I just want 400 Rand or whatever. Do you want something? No, from the shop. Do you have the no card? No. Yes, father.
They're also judging you for putting 400 rand petrol and trying to fill up your car with 400 rand.
That used to be 200 bucks if you're late.
Mm?
Do you remember those days?
Yeah. Mm. Just quickly.
I'm running late. But I don't want to go. I'm going to go Stani.
Mm-hmm.
So just give me a quick 200. Even put that voice on. Just a quick 200 quickly, man. Thank you very much.
While you're already holding like the card or the
mm-hmm.
cash.
Yeah.
In your hand.
In your hand. Yes. Ready to go.
Yeah. How are you going to pay? Have this thing I'm holding in my hand. And then where does he go and fetch the card machine?
From
Pump 16.
Yes. No.
Pump 16.
Another problem.
And I'm like, why don't you have a card machine here at Pump 2?
Yeah. One card machine for 8 pumps. There you go.
Do I come across as an angry person?
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes. Well, I don't say no.
Sorry, I'll reset myself. In fact, here's a Sam Smith song called Pray. It's going to help me.
It's very fitting.
Yeah, let's start.
And then we'll get back to the article around decision fatigue. Decisions around small things in life. Talking about this article that I read about decision fatigue. Decisions that never used to be tough for you are now tough for you, especially after the pandemic and all the stress and anxiety that went with that. I find it especially when I have to choose healthy food, healthy convenience food.
All right.
It's hell of a frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I stand in front of that fridge and stare at it for hours and hours. It's like, it's just that decision. It's so much easier in life to eat bad.
Very much so.
Way easier.
Because they normally put that section of the supermarkets just on the other side of the healthy section.
Mm-hmm.
With all the pies.
And the burgers.
And all that stuff there.
Pasta.
It's easy.
Oh.
Yeah, first I stand there like a child who stares at a window for a toy that he really wants for Christmas. And I stare and I look and I was like, you know, this is not your section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's your section here. Yeah. And then firstly, of course, I don't eat chicken. So try that for luck in life. A million chicken options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A million. Chicken, everything. They even put the chicken and the pig in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You get chicken and bacon. I mean, who the hell? Chicken and bacon and then... Then
chicken wrapped in pig.
And then the beef options. Oh, there are none left.
Mm. Everyone bought it.
And then I want to go to the manager and go, morning. Hi.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Yes.
Yes.
Karen Bester. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then you have to choose and you think to yourself, well, this looks healthy. Surely.
Mm.
Surely. And then you make that big mistake, people. Don't go read on the back.
Don't
read at the back. Think to yourself, how the hell could something that looks as boring, as healthy as this have 4,000 kilojoules or whatever the case may be?
Yeah.
And then it just depresses you, doesn't it?
It's also that we need to speak about one day. You need to bring in someone that needs to explain that.
Yeah.
Kilojoules, calories.
Oh, you must just not care.
Just don't. I don't look at it because then I start depressing myself and I'm confusing myself as well. I'm like, is kilojoules but then calories?
I know.
Or is, and then what is carbs?
Listen, no. How can the little piece of salmon wrapped around the cheese be bad for you as a pie? And you're like, ugh.
For me, that stuff might as well be in the Greek alphabet. Like, really.
Yeah.
I look at it, I'm like, ah, that's nice.
They're saying in this article, they give you some advice as well, how to make it easier. If you do suffer from decision fatigue, there was a CEO, was it Steve Jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Who decided he's going to wear the same thing every day?
Steve Jobs is me. I will wear the same leggings and sweater every day to Jacaranda.
So you almost automate the decision.
Mm-hmm.
They say that is a great way. To deal with that decision fatigue is not to make too many decisions in a day. I don't know if you can relate to this. 084-850-0942.
How about when companies phone you up and go, can I tell you about this fantastic deal that you can get if you get two cell phones? With two cell phones, you can get this, and they go on for about half an hour and they tell you a whole bunch of reasons and they tell you a whole bunch of amounts. And I say to them, I'm sorry, I just can't take all of this in. Would you mind sending me an email? Oh, no, we can't do that. And I say, but how am I supposed to remember all the things that you're telling me and how am I supposed to make a decision? Oh, no, we can't do that. I mean, really.
You get very far into the conversation, I'll give you that.
Yeah, she's a very nice person.
I often don't get that far in the conversation at all. But I hear you completely. It's not only our fault. It's also the fault of retailers and things.
Mm-hmm.
They ask us too many questions. You're giving me too many decisions to make.
Yeah.
I just want to buy the freaking T-shirt. Mm. Now you're asking me, do you want to buy a water, a mint, a what?
And get 10% off.
Please. Slip it onto the price.
Yes. And then say, here's your free water.
No, I don't want free water. I'm not here for water. I'm here for a T-shirt.
No.
I'm not here for that. Please. What, the next thing you're going to be standing in front of the pie counter and they're going to offer you a T-shirt?
A free T-shirt. Hey! Don't
stop, stop, turn it up. Let's go. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Hit your morning, family.